Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Wherever you are right now, hallelujah. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. A fresh word for you today, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, success, and empowerment in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. And I say good morning, good morning, good morning. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30 today. While you are getting those Bibles ready, again, that's Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me on Daily Fire and to stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. There is a click-to-call button located on the broadcast page. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., still ensure that you do not miss this fresh word by following the show. That way, the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as how to contact me, send me your testimonies and prayer requests to support the ministry and spread the gospel, prior video sermons, and everything else that you need to know is on my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. Make sure you visit today. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into the Word. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, reading from the KJV. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come on and give God praise for his word. Our topic for today is find your rest in Jesus. Find your rest, your peace, your consolation. Find your security in Jesus, because there is rest in him. Right now, we're going through so many things in our world, not just our cities, not just our states, not just the nation, but our world. And, you know, one of the primary things we all are dealing with as humanity at this point is the coronavirus, a pandemic that is killing people across the world, something to take very seriously. Because day by day, it seems that the information that we are receiving changes because the knowledge of the science behind the information is changing as the physicians and scientists gain more information. Previously, it was thought that this was a virus that was going to be very well contained. Previously, it was thought that this was a virus that was just dominant in Asia. Previously, it was thought that this virus, after it spread, would only harm people who were older people and who had more serious underlying medical conditions, or very young children, or those in between those age groups who had some kind of immunocompromised position. This is taking me back to my nursing days. But day by day, we learned that that is not the case. Now we are seeing people who are in their 50s or younger who are harmed by the virus or who are passing away. Previously, we were told, to wash our hands, of course, for at least 20 seconds, to sanitize the hands as much as possible if you are unable to wash them, and to avoid crowds, large crowds of more than 250 people. But as time has gone by, the number has lessened to now crowds of 50 people. Try to avoid crowds containing at least 50 people. Then it got to the point of, as much as possible, just really try to practice social distancing. And if you have to be around people, try to maintain at least a 6 feet difference. We have anxiety right now. We have fear. We have calamity. As well, the unintended consequences or unexpected consequences of this is that there have been mass cancellations of multiple events, and these are multiple business events which are held annually or seasonally, wherein other people's entire livelihood were sustained by these events, such as the NBA, such as Major League Baseball, such as the Sweet 16 or the NCAA basketball championships, such as other places where people are now laid off from work, such as places where people are working from home, but maybe their jobs are not able to be completely virtual. Situations where the schools are closed and parents are scrambling, we need some rest. We need some peace. We need some reassurance because we are going through right now, not just the sickness, not just the death, which in and of themselves are the hardest things to deal with, but the loss of finances, the loss of sustainment, which brings along with it the inability to pay rent, the inability to pay a mortgage, the inability to pay utilities, the inability to buy food, the inability to have gas. But in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus said, "Bring it to me. Bring the problems to me. Bring your doubt, depression, your worry, your anxiety. Come unto me, all ye that labor." Regardless of who you are, where you've been, what you believe, what faith you are, where you live, your race, your socioeconomic status, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me. And I will give you rest. Find your rest in me. Why? He said, because you can take my anointing upon you. You can take my victory upon you. You can take my peace upon you and learn of me. Learn of my sovereignty. Learn of my jurisdiction. Learn of who I am. Learn how I desire the best for you. Learn of me, and I who am meek, I who am lowly in heart, I who love you, glory, I am where you will find rest in your soul. Because serving me is easy. Loving me is easy. following me. It's easy if you believe in me. Now, it's not easy from the standpoint that you will also go through trials and tribulations, because the Bible says, for all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So being a Christian does not stop us from being subject to the laws of the land or what happens to people, but it gives us the assurance and the consolation that despite everything that happens, we still have the victory. We still have the peace. We still have victory in this life and beyond. We still have peace in this life and beyond. Whether we live in Christ. Whether we die in Christ. No matter what happens, we are in Him. We are loved and covered by Him. There's where your rest is, brother. Glory. There's where your peace is, sister. It's in Jesus. Will you come to Him? Will you bring your burdens to Him today? Will you give Him the opportunity to love on you and cover you and encourage you and protect you and heal you? Will you give Him the opportunity? Come unto Him. All that labor. Find your rest and your peace in Him, not in the social media, not in the backbiting or gossiping, not in the frenzy and all of the anxiety of this world, but as we prepare to go into prayer, find your rest in Him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and praise Him. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Come on and just tell Him hallelujah. Just tell Him thank you. Wherever you are, just tell Him, God, I need my rest in You. I'm looking for peace, God. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give You the glory, the praise, and the honor. We give You the glory, praise, and honor. We give You the glory. We give You the praise and honor. We say thank You for divine peace. Thank You for divine rest. Thank You for divine consolation and assurance. It's going to be all right. It's going to work out. Somehow and some way, You're going to work it out. Somehow and some way, You're going to do it. We don't know how, we don't know when, but we know You're going to do it. And because of that, we find some peace today. We find some consolation and assurance. Oh, God, glory. Nothing is impossible for You. Work it out for us, Lord. Heal our nation, Lord. Heal our world, Father. Give consolation to those who are sick. Give consolation to the family of those who have passed away. Give guidance, wisdom, insight, and strength to the leaders of this world, Father. Help everything to come together. We bring it to You. 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 We bring our burdens. We bring our cares. We bring our anxiety. We bring our worry. We bring our finances. We bring our souls. We bring our depression. We bring our finances. We bring our souls. We bring our depression. We bring our finances. We bring our souls. We bring our minds. We bring our bodies. We bring our healing. We bring our minds. We bring our bodies. We bring our healing. We bring our leaders. We bring our nation. We bring this world. We bring our leaders. We bring our nation. We bring this world. We give it all to You. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Save and sanctify, set apart, deliver, heal, Father. Do what only You can do and open doors in ways that only You can do. And now, Father, we will forever give You the praise. Glory. Don't you feel His presence? He's healing you right now. Whatever it is that you need, He's making a way. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and tell Him thank You as I prepare to give the altar call and prepare to end with your task for today. Come on and tell Him thank You. Wherever you are, just release. Come on, just inhale and exhale. Release the burdens. Release the worry. Release the pain. Release the fear. Release the need. Release the doubt. For those of you who are unsaved, or who are backslidden, or who are in a state of worry, disequilibrium, who don't know how you're going to make it, or who are standing in the gap for someone else in that situation, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and I ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I bring my burdens to you. I bring my problems to you. I bring my issues to you. I bring my concerns to you. I bring it all to you, Jesus. I find my rest in you. And I release. I release. Glory! I release. In Jesus' name, I have the victory. In Jesus' name, I have the victory. Tell him thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in church. Make sure you're spending time with God daily. That is how you stay saved, including spending time with me here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting DF to phone number 33222 so you can get this word if you can't tune in live. Now, our topic for today is find your rest in Jesus. Your task for today is to walk in the release. Do not take back burdens that you've given to him, because the chains have been broken and you are now free. I'll see you in the morning. You've given it to him. Walk in the victory. Walk in your rest. You've been released.